Hello, and welcome to 404, Sight Not Found, for September 30th, 2024. Can you believe it is the end of September?
It doesn't feel like it.
No.
The weather certainly does not reflect it here.
No. So, hi, as always, I'm Liam, and she's not Liam, she's Alyssa. And, yeah, it is 90 degrees out, and it's...
Yeah, a chilly fall day.
Yeah, a nice chilly fall day. Great. Great night to go out and have some hot cocoa.
By the fire.
Yeah, by the fire. What is going on? This weather's crazy. I mean, I know we're in Oklahoma and everything, but still, come on.
Yeah, like we should be preparing for Halloween, bonfires.
Well, we did prepare for Halloween.
That's true. We have the giant candy drawer.
That is full of candy just for us.
That's correct. We don't intend to host trick-or-treaters.
No.
There are just some inherent risks that come with that, especially if you are blind.
Well, mainly I just hate people. That's why. that's really what it is more than anything else.
We don't like to answer the door for people we don't know.
I don't even like to answer the door for people I do know.
No, you instead you bark at them.
Yeah. Well, yes, I did that. Apologies to my poor O&M, who I barked at on Friday. And she was just like, "Excuse me, sir, are you barking at me?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we both barked at you. You're welcome."
And then I did it again to demonstrate.
Yes. So, on today's episode, we have something special for you.
Oh, we got to talk about Clark.
Oh, yes. Oh, before we do that, yeah, we did go to Clark Crew, and it was really good.
Yes, their burnt ends are some of the best burnt ends. I am willing to die on that hill.
If you live in the Oklahoma City area, you definitely need to go to Clark Crew. We found out there's one in Tulsa.
Yeah, that must be new.
So there is one also in Tulsa. If you live in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area, go check them out. But yes, for today's content, this podcast is a little longer because we have a 17-minute demonstration of our Samsung washer and dryer. They are both smart units, and I demonstrated both. And you even have a time-lapsed wash cycle. So
yeah, it doesn't really wash that fast.
No.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be cool if that's how it really washed? Especially if it dried that fast. The drying cycle, I think I left like 5 seconds of drying in there.
Yeah. Well, people wanted to hear the Samsung song, and I
yes.
joked that we should have time-lapsed that too.
Oh, we should have.
Well, this is how it would be if you're time-lapsing.
Yeah, true. Oh, well, we didn't do it. So without any further ado, here is the demonstration of the Samsung washer and dryer. Hello, and welcome to a quick demonstration of our Samsung washer and dryer. These are a matching set, a 5.2 cubic foot impeller smart top loading washer, and a seven cubic foot dryer. All the measurements don't really matter. The important stuff is what makes these things great and what makes them usable. There's two things. The first thing is that the knob on this clicks and turns. So as I turn it, click, click, click. Click, click. In fact, let me power it on for you and show you. So these are touch panel, but there are braille markings for P for power and S for start. So you press to the left of those to power this on. But as I turn this knob, so I'm going through all the different cycles, and that double ping means I'm back to the normal cycle. So I'm going to turn that off and just talk about it really quick. So knob on the left, to the right of the knob, there are four dots. And above the dots, you would tap to change a setting. So there are settings for temperature, I believe number of spins, spin speed, and rinses, and some other stuff. And I don't use that. I use the app, which I'm going to talk about right now. So this is an impeller, which means there is no agitator in the center. It is a smart impeller machine, which I mentioned before. We've put all of our clothes in here. I actually did not put soap in yet. So let me grab some soap. We're going to just use Tide Pods. Because why not? I'm going to get two Tide Pods. And I'm just going to throw them into the machine. The machine actually has a cool little drawer for fabric softener and all those things. We're just putting them right in here. Now, the cool thing about this washer that I like is on a lot of washers, if you push the lid forward and close it, it slams down and makes all sorts of noise. Not this one. I'm going to let this lid go. Coming down, and gently lands. So no slamming. Another cool thing is there is a glass window at the top, so you can look down and watch what it's doing, if that is your thing. But what I want to talk about is the SmartThings app. So I have my phone here.
Device selected. Favorites tab.
And on the bottom of my app, I have multiple tabs. I have favorites.
Devices. Tab.
Devices.
Life tab.
Lights.
Routines. Tab.
Routines.
Menu.
And menu. So we're going to look at the favorites tab.
Selected. Favorites.
Tab. Which is already selected.
Laundry room. Washer.
I have two devices here. Laundry room washer and laundry room dryer. So what's really cool here is if I had one of these machines running, I could see how much time is left on the machine and what it's doing. You can also get to this from devices, but I find that this is the faster way. Set your favorites and do what you got to do. So let's go into our dryer.
Laundry room, washer.
We're going to go into our washer, sorry, not our dryer. We'll do the dryer too when we are at that point. So I have everything for cycle.
Temperature, level 4.
Temperature.
Rinse. One time.
Rinse,
spin,
level
3.
Soil, which I guess just determines how much dirt I want in my clothes, or maybe how dirty my clothes are. I would assume this thing does not add dirt. That would kind of defeat the purpose.
Super speed.
We can also turn on super speed, which we don't want. So let's start with cycle. One thing I'm going to do, I'm going to turn this machine on. And so I'm going to find on the right side, there's a letter P. I'm going to just touch the left of that. And cycle.
Cycle. Not check.
So I'm gonna want.
Not check. Colors. Not check. Bedding slash water. Not check. Self clean.
I'm actually gonna go
plus spin.
With.
Deep wash. Not check. Quick wash. Not check. Delicates. Not check. Firm press.
So
not check. Wool.
I'm showing you guys all the different ones here.
Not check. Denim. Wash depth. Not check. Power rinse. Use up. Cancel.
We're gonna do whites,
not
I think.
Not check.
Bedding
slash not
check.
Colors, not
colors.
Check. Whites.
And so we've checked that.
Not check.
We're going to go down to the bottom, tap done.
Service.
And this is going to send a whole bunch of settings for us.
Cycle. White.
So we have whites.
Temperature. Level 5. Hot.
So level 5 hot. So I can change this if I want to. I'll just show you what we would do. So we have.
Selected. Not check. Level 1. Cold.
Cold.
Not check. Level 2. Cool. Not check. Level 3. Eco warm. Not check. Level 4. Warm. Checked. Level 5. Hot.
And I want hot, check. So I'm not going to change that.
Off. Rinse.
I can also change.
Temperature. Rinse.
Rinse.
Two times.
So it's going to do two rinses.
Spin. Level 3.
High spin. And we can set from.
Spin.
Let me show you
not
these.
Not check. Select not check. Rinse hold and no spin.
Rinse
double
hold
tap,
no
tap,
spin.
Not check. Drain and no spin. Double
drain
tap,
and
tap,
no
not
spin.
Check. Level 1. Low, not check. Level 2, medium, checked. Level 3, high, not check. Level 4, extra high, not check.
So we're going to leave it at 3, and these other settings work much the same way.
Tap 2 of 2.
I'm not going to worry about
temperature.
All that stuff. So before I start the machine, I have to press the button here that says send to washer.
Send.
And the washer is going to ping to let me know it got the settings. I'm going to go find the S on the right side, and I'm going to hold it just to the left of the letter S for about 2 seconds, and it's going to make a Mario coin sound. Well, sort of like a Mario coin sound. It was a tritone. And the machine has just locked, and we can look on this app here.
Washer Casa de Urban. Laundry.
Casa de Urban is the name of the household.
More options. Sensing the load.
Testing,
sensing
the load. So what the machine's doing right now is it is figuring out how much clothes did Liam put in there? How full is this basket? So it's going to do that for just a moment. And it's going to do its thinking. And what's really cool is as it is washing, we are going to be able to see what the status of it is and how much time is left. So if you're like, I really want some of these are Samsung. They are top loaders. Well, the washer is a top loader. The dryer is a front loader, as most dryers are. And we got the set from Lowe's, and they're pretty nice. Lowe's came and set them up, did a really good job. They are very good. Okay, so it is just doing its little laundry stuff.
The exact watch sensing the load. More option.
Oh, so I think it's done. Oh, and now it's going to fill. Still says sensing. So what happens sometimes, I notice, is sometimes I need to go back. Oh, 139. So remember I mentioned to you, if one of these is running, so I can see laundry room and I can actually see the time, that there's 139. So I can tap back into that washer. So then I can see a progress bar. So I'm going to leave you guys with the laundry doing its thing. I will time lapse this for you and I will be back when it's done. There have been requests made that I record the Samsung ending jingle, so you're going to get that. So I'll see you in, well, what should be an hour and 39 minutes, but probably recording wise will be more like 3 or 4 minutes. So I'll be back. Have fun. Make good choices. And here we are. Our laundry is done. Huh. Okay, so I am back. You guys got to hear the wonderful piece of Sherbet. Sherbet is something else. So what we're going to do here is we're going to take our clothes out and put them in the dryer. And there's part of this recording that hopefully I've edited out correctly. I was trying to demonstrate a really cool feature and it didn't work. Unfortunately, I need to spend some time with this. Maybe I'll come back and show you guys another one. So we're taking all of our clothes out. We're putting our clothes in the dryer. This is a very deep basin, so you really have to dig around in here. But I think I got everything out. Sometimes, if you're short, you might need a step stool. I am fortunately not super duper short. All right, so we're closing our washer down. And we're going to turn our washer off. Okay, so we're going to close our dryer. I don't know if this is on or off. What are you set to? All right, you're on. All right. So for our dryer, we're going to go to the dryer. What do we got? So we did.
Not check. Steam sanitizer. Not check. Not check. So select check. Normal. Not check. Heavy duty. You
heavy
not
duty.
Bedding.
Bedding.
Not check. Firm press. Not check. Steam sanitizer. Not check. Refresh.
So we have a steam sanitize. We have a refresh.
Air fluff. Not check. Time drop.
We have air fluff. I'm gonna just do normal.
Heavy duty check.
And I'm gonna probably leave everything where it's at.
Dryness. Level 3. Cycle. Normal.
Dryness level 3.
Time
we can set if we want to.
Temperature level 4
medium.
Prevent wrinkles.
That's a feature we're not going
to
use.
So
because I didn't change anything, I could hit start right now. But I'm just, you know, for
dryness.
Following what we're doing.
To control the, if you send us to send to dryer.
Send to dryer. We've sent it. And we're going to start it, and there you go. I'll see you back when this is done. Enjoy the dryer. Oh, so now that the dryer's running, I can go navigate up. I can see that the washer is off. I can see it's drying. Can you show me? 39 minutes left. That's about normal for a small load of laundry, so 40 minutes. Also, it will adjust itself if it feels like things are dry already. I've had it do that where it'll say, no, this will take 45 minutes, and then it takes 10. So I'll be back when it's done. See you all later. Okay, so we're not going to call it Sherbet again. That was Schubert. I believe it's something about a fish. I forget the name of the piece, but it's an operatic piece. So feel free to go Google it and then tell me what it actually is, because I don't feel like it. So that was the Samsung washer and dryer. They are the smart stackable. I will try to throw in this podcast feed, I'll try to throw the brand number or the model numbers in there if I can find them. If not, you can find them at your local hardware store. They are very relatively decently priced, I suppose, for a washer and dryer. And for having smart features, I think they are fairly priced. So if you are looking for, you know, some new laundry machines for your home or whatever, check these out. They're full size. Like I said, the washer is 5.2 cubic foot. The dryer is like 7, and they have a lot of really cool features and they are snazzy. So thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Ah, what a great demonstration. That was...
So again,
we didn't actually listen to it.
No, this is the magic of editing.
The magic of radio. So, yeah. I would like to demonstrate a couple more things. So not in the recording, you don't get to... I wanted to show off there's a faucet. So if, like, let's say somebody spits up on their clothing. That's, like, the most polite way I can put it. Spit up on your clothing.
Somebody gets a little ill, vomits, you know.
I like spit up better. That sounds pleasant.
No, it doesn't.
It sounds better than Ralph's pukes, vomits, barfs, Frank's, Frank's, George's, I don't know.
Jim's.
Esteban's.
Ricardo's.
Ricardo.
Now we're just making stuff up. Okay, this is going to be way too long. This is going to be a 30-minute podcast. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so guys and gals and I hope you enjoyed folks. The demo, but we would like to share a demo of the faucet, and also would like to share a demo of how what I found you could do is actually have the device, like as you're changing things on the device, have the app show you what you're changing things to. I could not get this to work on the demo, so if I can get it to work, I will do a second demo with those features. I'm going to try in the show notes to put in what the model numbers of the machines are if I can find them. I can't seem to find them on my receipt, so may not have them, but honestly, just Google Samsung washer.
Samsung smart washer
and dryer. Yeah, smart washer and dryer. They're relatively cheap, so I believe they were under $650 for each of them.
It was right about there.
Yeah, I think it was $650 for each of them. And so they're relatively inexpensive, so check them out.
For what they can do, that's a pretty good
price. No, for sure. So like I said in the demo too, if you're looking for something, this might be an option for you. But we hope you enjoyed today's podcast. We'll be back soon with more unsighted goodness.
Yeah.
And if you want to leave us a comment, we are on Mastodon at Elworks Games. I have recently reopened my Twitter, so I was like protected for a while. But I am Liam Irvin on Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it, or Y or Z. And so you can always...
W.
No, that's... I don't like W. Not okay with that.
Okay.
It's too long.
Dubs.
Dubs. I'm on the dub. Sounds wrong. So,
A little bit.
Yeah. So I'm on those platforms. Feel free to let us know what you think of the podcast. If you have things that you want us to talk about, please write in. I want to know what you guys are thinking. This podcast is for you. Obviously, it's very slice of life-ish, but, you know, love to hear from people going, hey, this was a cool podcast or whatever. So, and some of the things that you guys have said we're incorporating. So people were saying that the balances of left and right was kind of weird. So we've tried a different setup. Like, we're recording this in your office, actually.
Yes. We opted not to go outside for this one.
It's too hot.
And it's later in the day. It's like, usually we try to do these in the morning.
And program director Oliver won't shut up today.
Yeah, program director Oliver really has a lot to say.
He does.
We just didn't feel like dealing with that shenanigans.
No, we did not.
Next one will be shorter, we promise.
Yes, yes. We'll make it like 3 minutes just to make up for this one. It'll just be a hello, goodbye.
Hello, here's what kind of coffee I'm drinking today. Goodbye.
Goodbye. So anyways, we will see you guys next time. I already forgot.
We'll see you when we see you.
We'll see you when we see. Thank you. I always forget that.
On 404, site not found.
On 404, site not found. Bye.